Madam President, the Indian delegation congratulates you on your election as the Vice President of the 12th Conference of the High Contracting Parties to Protocol 5 to the CCW on explosive remnants of war. We assure you of the full support of our delegation in ensuring the success of this meeting. India remains fully committed to the CCW and the humanitarian principles enshrined therein. India has ratified all 5 protocols of the Convention as well as the amended Article 1. We attach special importance to the Protocol 5 of the CCW on explosive remnants of war. India held the presidency of the CCW in 2002-2003 when Protocol 5 was negotiated and was among the first 20 countries which ratified Protocol 5 that led to its entry into force. India was also privileged to be the president of the 3rd Conference of Protocol 5 in 2009. We have also coordinated the work on Article 4, Generic Electronic Template and National Reporting. Timely implementation of obligations under Protocol 5, including submission of national reports, is of high significance given that a number of high contracting parties are engaged in military operations or participate in peacekeeping missions. The measures taken by India to implement its obligations under Protocol 5 have been detailed in our national annual reports. India has institutionalized mechanisms for effective implementation of the protocol. Madam President, the revised generic electronic template of Article 4 of the protocol has been adopted and implemented by India. All technical aspects concerning safety and protection of explosive ordnance against occurrence of ERW are ensured prior to indenting as per generic preventive measures of technical annexure of Protocol 5. The issue of victim assistance remains one of continuing importance, and we have noted that guidance on its reporting is to be included as part of national reports. India attaches importance to cooperation and assistance in the implementation of Protocol 5 and has provided such assistance upon request, including to Belarus, and is prepared to consider additional requests in the future. On the regional front, India co-chaired an expert working group on humanitarian mine action along with Vietnam under the aegis of the ASEAN Defense Ministers Meeting Plus and hosted a joint field training exercise on humanitarian mine action and UN peacekeeping operations in March 2016. India is conducting a year-long series of artificial limb fitment camps in a number of different countries spanning the globe. The first camp took place in Malawi in end October this year. We believe that universalization should continue to be a priority under Protocol 5. This would make a real difference on the ground in addressing the humanitarian impact of explosive remnants of war. We were pleased when Afghanistan acceded to the protocol last year. This year, we welcome the accession of the State of Palestine to Protocol 5, making it the 94th high contracting party to the protocol. In conclusion, Madam President, we are pleased to share that in collaboration with the ICRC, India hosted an international conference on the CCW in New Delhi in December 2017. The goal of the conference was to further the understanding of the scope and content of the CCW, including its protocols. The conference drew more than 83 participants from 24 states covering Asia, the Gulf region, and East Africa, as well as experts from international organizations. A range of legal, military, and humanitarian perspectives were deliberated, including the impact of explosive remnants of war. We hope that this conference would contribute towards the efforts being made on Protocol 5 universalization and strengthening its implementation. Thank you, Madam President.